Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after the hour. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my books, the30ingredient.com with the number 3, theageofthecustomer.com, or just go to jimblasingame.com and you find all of them there. It's just you and me. I want to take another segment or two to talk about what's some of the things that are on my mind. You know, folks, I have done a pretty good job, I think, of making our show an impeachment-free zone. You get all that elsewhere. You get all that stuff elsewhere. But I just want to talk a little bit about. I do want to take this segment and talk a little bit about what's in my head about all this. And as you know, I live and breathe and bleed Main Street. I believe the most pure form of capitalism, which I believe is the most important ism out there in terms in society. Capitalism floats all boats. It's not perfect. It's rude. It's not always equal, but it floats more boats than any other thing, and it does it more purely. And that is practiced the most purely on Main Street, out here where regular folks live. And what I'm concerned about is this not just Wall Street, which concerns me, because I don't think Wall Street practices pure capitalism, but I'm also concerned about the politics of America. And I'm not just talking about Democrats either. If there's something in America that's real right now, it's called the Trump derangement syndrome. And it's a real condition. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And not only Democrats have it. But whenever I'm not a Trump apologist. I'm not blind. I don't follow him blindly. You may remember that I've written articles. I've talked about some of the things that he did in his business practices that I didn't like. I thought enough about it that I wrote about him. But the truth is, I've tried hard all my life to do the right thing. There maybe are things people could write an article about, something I did that they didn't like. But let's just worship at the throne of results. What are the results of the last 3 years? If you just look at that, if you just take personalities out of it, if you take names out of it, if you take political parties out of it, and just look, out here on Main Street, we just look at the results of the last 3 years. And don't look at the results of Wall Street. That's not real economy stuff. Let's look at the results on Main Street. Look around you and ask yourself, what's going on? How's your business doing? I've been polling small business owners for 20 years. And I've been reporting on other people's polling of small businesses. I've never seen a time when small business owners were as optimistic and as excited about their own business, not just the world around them. They may feel differently about that, but about their own business, they feel pretty good about it. That's performance. Interest rates are down. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But here's the irony. Small businesses most small businesses aren't wanting to borrow money. They're not looking to borrow money. They don't want any stinking loans, as they say sometimes. And the reason is because their balance sheets are stronger. Their cash flow is stronger. Small businesses have actually been growing organically more than ever before in my career. So now we've got this other side of the house, this Trump derangement syndrome thing going on. Mostly Democrats, but also some Republicans. And And they're doing something that I consider to truly be the definition of weaponizing politics. Now, if we took, I asked a partisan, a highly partisan Democrat in the last 2 weeks, is there anything that President Trump did that they're now impeaching him over that President Obama and President Clinton didn't do? He said, nope. Whatever he said, he agreed with me. Whatever President Trump did is no worse than what Clinton or Obama did, probably several times. So when you understand that, and nobody impeached those guys for those things, at least, then you realize that what's going on right now is weaponizing politics. And weaponizing politics, if you believe that that's a real thing and you believe it's happening, then you have to then believe that this is bad for our constitutional system. It dilutes our commitment to our devotion to the Constitution that served us well for well over 200 years. We have to stop weaponizing politics. We have to stop using extreme measures when we just disagree. We need to trust the people who elect our leaders. We need to trust. Washington needs to trust you and me. And the more they don't trust us, the more you and I have a problem, especially out here on Main Street, where we practice real capitalism. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.